my impression is that Finger sought to make his clients look good, and I don't really know that he had a kind of specific interpretation of life in Houston. I would presume that he kind of subscribed or supported Houston's effort to represent itself as a progressive and city, a prosperous city, kind of open to entrepreneurship. With the city hall, it's a design that is basically conservative, but at the same time, he adopted the kind of skyscraper building type as the model for this public building, even though it was only 10 stories high, but that still, in the Depression decade, made it one of the tallest new buildings constructed in Houston during that decade. The building is faced with fossilized Texas limestone, which during the Depression came to be considered a material of Texan identity. It's liberally decorated with sort of iconographic carving and also these ornamental cast metal screens. So it incorporates decoration, much of which has a kind of a civic theme to it. The interiors of the building, especially the public interiors, the entrance lobby, the city council chamber, the kind of corridors and stairways connecting them, are wonderful examples of modernistic design. So as conservative as the building appeared on the inside, on the outside, on the inside, it was, again, sort of representing Houston as this kind of city that embraces the new. And I think this kind of effort to strike a balance, to sort of have the best of conservative stability aligned with the kind of forward look of modernity was probably a way that Finger kind of sought to satisfy every interpretation.